President John Mahama has asked Ghanaians to maintain the unity that followed the death of late President Mills and work collectively to address the development challenges facing the nation. He said this in his maiden address to the nation. President Mahama made a passionate appeal to Ghanaians to do away with political bickering, religious and ethnic differences in order to maintain the nation's enviable democracy.
There's no reason why we cannot continue to stand united and to move forward together as one. There's no reason why our differences have to divide us or turn us into adversaries, especially not our political differences. When it comes to the practice of peace and unity, we Ghanaians have always been exemplary. The reason we have always been exemplary in our expression of peace and tolerance is because we Ghanaians have always been aware that standing united is not the same as standing unanimously. Our differences of identity, differences of opinion, and differences of political party or ideology have never overshadowed our patriotism as Ghanaians. I consider it my responsibility as your president to ensure that our government emphasizes, appreciates, and protects our unity in diversity. My brothers and sisters, let us take the opportunity provided by our unity at this difficult time to build on the legacy that was created by Professor Mills and the legacies that were created by the presidents who served before him in order to move forward and claim our destiny. It is a destiny that springs forth from a foundation built on tolerance, fairness, compassion, humility, decency, strength, and resilience.
The president urged the youth to think and act positively while believing in their potential for a better nation. He pledged to preside over fair and transparent polls come December.
I wish to preside over a country whose ethnically divergent people are its greatest source of strength, talent, and innovation. A country whose energies will be concentrated in extracting the most extraordinary aspects of our differences and transforming them into a source of growth and enterprise creation. I encourage our young people, both men and women, to embrace these qualities in all that they do. I encourage them to believe in themselves and to have the confidence to think differently, to do things differently and innovatively. Whether that involves developing and designing new technologies that can be applied in cost-effective ways to change the day-to-day lives of their communities, or whether it involves making their voices heard by offering inputs as to how to improve our educational system so that it's more responsive to the needs of students and more effective in teaching the information and skills necessary for our graduates to compete with their peers across the world. Our young men and women can each in their own way become active partners in the creation of a better nation. In this vein, I encourage everybody, male or female, young or old, to take ownership of this country by limiting the voices of pessimism and negativity that seek to break us down as a society rather than build us up. The voices that try to sway us away from a conversation of constructive efforts and involvement and turn us towards a pattern of petty name calling and baseless personal attacks.
President Mahama said he will be outlining his policy in the next 2 weeks. He thanked Ghanaians for the support shown during the death and funeral of Professor John Evans Atta Mills.
I'd like to thank the family of our departed Professor Mills, the funeral committee, members of parliament, the judiciary, the security services, and the members of the numerous other committees and organizations, as well as the various individuals who took part in the funeral of our late president. It was a homegrown ceremony celebration that turned out to be not only fitting but flawless. I would like also to express my heartfelt gratitude to every single Ghanaian for the tremendous outpouring of support, kindness, and love displayed even in the midst of our collective grief. The depth of our loss was made evident, as was the depth of our respect and appreciation for the life and work of Professor Atta Mills.
President Mahama.